Hi.
How's it going?
Heather, how are you?
I'm good, Crystal. I'm very good.
How's everything? How's your week?
Oh, it's been busy, mm-hmm. as per usual in my life these days. It's been a lot of bullshit work, but,
I do know.
Other than that.
So should we talk about burgers and food between buns?
Yeah, I think we should. Should we talk about why?
Food between buns? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Well, I think it started because you and I were having talks mm-hmm. about food.
Yeah, as we're prone to do.
And then we both talked about how we have a dream of doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then it turned into doing a podcast about burgers.
I think that's pretty succinctly what exactly happened.
And now we're here.
The love for jokes and the love for burgers. Yeah. I mean, like, two perfect things in the world. Two things that you could always depend on to make you feel good.
Oh, that's true.
Like a good burger and a good laugh.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
And I think we both, I mean, I'm gonna maybe only speak for myself, but I at least twice a week crave a burger.
Oh, yeah. You know when I'm down? When you're feeling a little blue?
Yeah.
You're just like...
A scrambled egg used to be my comfort food, but now I've switched to burgers. scrambled egg and toast.
Because you can make that yourself.
Yeah.
I rarely crave a burger that I'm going to make myself.
Yes, no.
Like a homemade burger, I'm always like, well, okay. A barbecue, like you had a barbecue, it's like, oh, it's okay, it's good, you know?
Yeah. You know, I had a really good grilled turkey burger once.
Interesting.
Like... It was maybe 10 years ago, and, this guy, Donnie, made it for me on a 4th of July.
I like that you remembered his name.
Well, that's how good it was.
Okay,
so he's, like, a friend of a friend, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I just lost something in my shirt. So gonna go for a little poke around in there.
And, oh.
Yeah, exactly. And, lost earring down
there. Yeah, it was delicious. But I don't think I've had a turkey burger since then.
Yeah, that's not my go-to item.
No.
I mean... Yeah, and I think that's something that we also should really explain about ourselves and the love for burgers is that I think we're a little bit of purists.
Yeah.
I think that there is, like, the element of it being, like, beef.
Yeah. Or a mix of beef.
Right. But, yeah. Like, a predominantly, like, over 50% beef thing. Bread that is a traditional bun.
Yeah.
Like, thing. Like, don't, you know, don't get jazzy.
I don't like that. I don't like jazzy.
Mm-hmm. I think that there is something about, like, the appreciation of the tradition that is appealing to both of us.
Like, yeah.
That we really, like, really feel that.
I would agree with that.
That's kind of, like, the impetus for the podcast for our listeners out there, if you guys were wondering what jackasses are like, ooh, burgers and jokes. We love those two things. Well, yeah, there's two people out there that care about both of those things.
And I think we've both done a little research. And, I mean, email us or contact us if we're wrong, but I don't think that there's any other burger podcast.
I believe that our research has led me to that same assumption. Our deep scientific research methodologies have led us to discover that, no, mm-hmm. we might be the unicorn that you've all been waiting for in the podcast world.
I've been called that a few times.
It's pretty good, right?
It's pretty good.
But, yeah, I think that is something that we're both weirdly care about.
Yeah, and I'm really fascinated by it, because it's, like, such a simple thing mm-hmm. that you can really fuck up.
Yeah, and...
And really do well,
and I think there's something about the fact that the accessibility of the burger. It's not something that has to be this highbrow, inaccessible thing, or you have to be, like, a foodie in the quote-unquote sense, or you have to, you know, subscribe to any sort of ideology. Like, it's really, like, the working woman's
you know, the working persons.
The working persons, thank you.
We want to make sure.
I know, actually. I'm going to edit inclusive. That just to say working the working persons, like, accessible food item.
You We're know? Inclusive of all burger eaters. Vegan and vegetarian as yeah. well.
Yeah, vegan and vegetarians, we love you. We welcome your suggestions for the best veggie burger. I do love
a I think soon. The Eater just put out a list of the best 10 veggie burgers in LA. I haven't looked at it
We're
yet.
We're going to have to take a look at that. I think that that's really valid. And it's something we talked about before mm-hmm. of menus with equal weighting. And that's a really important thing for us. Yeah. And the consideration to the veggie burger and the vegan and the alternative dietary restrictions that people have in this crazy world.
Yeah, this crazy diet world.
Yeah, and I feel for you. I feel for you people that have gluten intolerances or lactose intolerances.
Or, like, people that have, like, corn allergies. Yeah. Like, I don't know what
Any
you
sort
eat.
Of food allergies, I feel for people.
Because, like, everything has corn in it. Yeah. Like, corn oil, corn whatever. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. Do you have any food allergies?
I'm allergic to nutritional yeast.
Oh, right. We discussed that.
And,
That's very specific.
Yeah, it is. And, like, weird things. Like nothing happens. Like, it's mostly, like, surface.
Yeah.
Like, peach skin.
What happens?
Like peaches, like, I have to wash them really well or cut them. Because if I bite into it, like, the fuzz, like, I break out around my muzzle. Yeah. I get a red muzzle.
Sensitivity to the pesticides, I would
argue. Yeah, probably.
Which is probably good. Your body's a little smarter than
Smarter than the average body.
smarter than your own brain. Yeah, I think my only thing is that I'm not sure, totally undiagnosed, but since we're super science-y, I can diagnose myself right now.
Yeah.
I might have an allergy to blue cheese because when I eat blue cheeses, my tongue goes numb.
Oh.
But I still eat them because they sometimes taste delicious.
Yeah, I also raw walnuts.
Oh,
make my throat itch in a way that feels like wrong.
I'm not calling these allergies because that's unfair to people who have legitimate allergies.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a sensitivity.
But it's something that I just steer away from because I don't want my throat to close up.
Yeah, that's weird. I actually had last year, around this time of year, I was finishing my thesis in grad school and I was
fancy. One of us went to college.
Super smart, as you can clearly tell. That's not true at all. It was clown college, basically. Like art school. Let's get real. But I...
Don't put down clowns like that.
I know. I should have, like, really... More respect for the real clowns.
Yeah.
Less respect for...
We should have Steve
experimental
on the show.
Filmmakers. Have you watched Baskets?
No, I haven't watched it. Is Steve-O in it?
No, it's... Zach Galifianakis and Louis Anderson. It's, like, probably one of the best things that's come out on TV in the past few years.
Huh.
It's amazing. In America.
Yeah.
Okay. I would argue. It's there's something just so beautiful and so sad and so wonderful about it. And the failed artist is just represented so beautifully. So I can relate to that deeply. But anyway, sorry, the digression. I had a stress-induced allergic reaction, I guess, to nuts, fruits, and, like, raw vegetables. I couldn't eat any of those things because my entire mouth was itchy. Like, the face around my mouth.
Yeah, your muzzle.
My muzzle was super itchy, but the inside of my mouth. And I was pretty much just subsisting on, like, trail mix and, like, I don't know, the healthy item in the vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
At, like, 3 a.m., which is basically those things.
Yeah.
And it was hell.
What did you eat?
What did I eat that caused it?
No.
Oh, like, as a result? A lot of, like...
Rice.
Plain toast.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, coffee and water. Like, I just didn't really... It wasn't a healthy time in my life.
Acid nightmare.
It was really bad, and it lasted for about a month. And I had one of my friends from school's mom was a nurse, and she was, like, just texting her mom, like, every time I'd see her. She's like, still going on? She's like, let me text my mom and find out. And her mom would be like, don't eat fruit. She'd be like, what else am I supposed to do? Don't eat nuts. I was like, God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, and thankfully it passed, and it's not going to happen again, ideally, but yeah. It was brutal. That so sucks. Just, I think there's something important about taking care of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I do think as I get older, I've maybe developed a slight allergy to alcohol. Like beer, especially. Bummer. It's a total bummer. Not that I'm a huge drinker,
but you need to hit the hard stuff.
Gin seems to be fine.
Oh, yeah. That's just old lady drinking.
Suiting.
Yeah.
Gin seems to be fine. I don't like whiskey. Mm. I can't drink tequila. It makes me angry.
I'd like to see you angry.
No, you wouldn't.
That's funny.
And beer. I love whiskey. Beer gives me headaches. Now. Oh, yeah.
But I think a lot of that, yeah, anyway.
No, but it's, like, every time I have, like, a beer.
Really?
Like, before even finishing it, like, I get, like, almost like a sinus headache.
That's not good.
No. Like, I had a beer last night.
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, I was like, ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, right in my third eye. So I feel like, I don't know, the goddess is telling me to just not.
Just chill.
Just not. Just don't. Just you don't, already know what's going to happen. Just don't do it.
Yeah. God, aging.
I know. I mean, I don't really need the extra calories, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That was something that I don't know if we should address now or later.
No, but, no. I mean, like, you know, if you're already eating all the burgers, like, do you need to add the beer? And last night I did buy a $7 Stella.
Oh, shit. Well, that headache was just, like, feeling duped. That's what that headache was. You were like, I got taken to the goddamn cleaners on this one.
It's like when I know
at
hour.
Some point we should probably talk about like our health lifestyles that aren't just eating burgers that we're not like.
Oh yeah, no, I don't just eat burgers. I actually eat, I think I'm a fairly healthy eater.
Yeah, yeah, and it's
I think I have a well balanced diet.
I do too, and I hate to use this term because I just think it's like a silly chick term, whatever, like, I just, it's annoying, but, like, the idea of the cheat day, you know, like, that's not, it's not my philosophy that I do not buy into or anything like that.
I don't subscribe to that.
But I will say the burgers are monitored closely, like, well, and it is for, I mean, you put it in this shitty category that I don't want to buy into, but,
yeah. I mean, I've also been making an effort to exercise more.
Yeah. I do. I'm a runner, so.
Oh, I don't do that.
I mean,
I have boobs. I don't run.
Yeah. Get a good sports bra. That's a good,
No.
He's going to get
a
good investment.
I've been riding my bike a lot.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you do. I see you on your bike.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's something we're not, like.
Good for the gams.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to look good. You still got to maintain this.
Yeah.
Shitty vessel that I call my body.
Machine.
Yeah.
Slowly breaking down machine.
So tell me about your burger this week, or your item between buns.
My buns. We went to the Oinkster.
My buns. Yeah.
Oh, not that. Different podcast.
I know. yeah, exactly. That's very funny. I almost went to the Oinkster this week.
Yeah, we went to the Oinkster. We went Thursday
locale?
Night. The Hollywood.
Okay.
So we went Thursday night, and my friend Ava was having a birthday party.
There?
No, at her house in historic Filipino town.
Oh, interesting.
My old neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sherry, let's go to the, wait, where are we going to go? We were going to go to, Shake Shack.
Oh yeah.
And
I mean,
so
it's
she's like
to us
she
right
was
now.
Like it's out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in the other direction and I was
she
like
was not.
It's like a couple of blocks from our house. Like I'm driving anyway. So we drive up and
tell
there's
her
like
that
a huge line.
Supportive.
There's a huge line.
Oh,
so I was like fuck
forget
it. And we were already late, you know. So we're like driving down Santa Monica and I'm kind of like I don't know, like maybe we should just go to the party and eat after like
yeah.
And she was cranky and I'm cranky because, like,
you need to
all
eat.
We've been together for 2.5 years
yeah.
and have lived together for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And at this point.
I was going to say something there, but I'm not going
this
to.
This month, our periods have synced
oh,
up.
Oh, no.
For the first time in our relationship.
Oh, shit. I mean, that's kind of a good thing in a lot of ways.
Oh, no, it's fine. But there's, like, so many feelings, like,
oh,
getting
man.
Thrown around in our house.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
So she was like super cranky. And yeah. So I'm like, well, let's just go to the Oink store. It's like right yeah. down the street. And she's like, okay. So we went.
I love that that was like a PMS placating situation.
It was totally. It was like, I know you're grumpy yeah. and like don't probably want to go to this party.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we both have like social anxiety.
Yeah. I mean,
and like being in a room full of strangers oh, no. in like somebody's studio apartment.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, God.
That's like the recipe for disaster.
Right yeah, now. Yeah, oh. yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Or like anxiety disaster, internal, deep internal turmoil.
Yes, yes. Where you, yeah. We both bought a pack of cigarettes. Oh, you know, that yeah, kind of night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we went to the Oinkster, and it was okay. I mean, I think that location is, like, a little funny. That yeah, neighborhood it's is like a little Vine weird. And, yeah.
Like, Hollywood.
Vine yeah. between Melrose and Santa Monica. Monica.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And
I do work kind of close to there, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's super weird.
It's kind of a weird yeah. mix of people mm-hmm. and neighbor. It's, like, mm-hmm. a weird point where like a bunch of neighborhoods kind of like meet
yeah but nobody really
but aren't related yeah. in any way.
What time of night did you
we got there probably around 8.
Okay.
So I ordered the pork adobo burger.
Okay.
So it's a pork patty served on a like a just kind of a regular kind of fluffy bun.
Yeah. And not then, like a brioche.
But no. Okay. And then it's made with pork adobo, garlic aioli, and pico de gallo.
Nice.
Yeah, it was...
Sounds good.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah, rich.
Very rich. Okay. But it was, like, really delicious.
Okay, well done. Like, they did a well... Not that the burger was...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was well done, cooked but... well, because it was right. pork. And right. They don't want oh, right. me to die.
So it's an all-pork patty.
It's an all-pork patty huh. with, like, pulled pork on top. And then, like, a pico de gallo.
Oh, interesting.
It was a little heavy. It was super rich. I mm-hmm. wish that they had put, like, some sort of green.
Yeah.
Like a lettuce.
Or even, like, an avocado.
Yeah.
If they're going with this theme.
I think it needed that crunch, though.
Right.
So, Sherry ordered just the regular cheeseburger yeah. with sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
Which was so fucking delicious.
See, I'm on a thing right now where I just want, like, the house burger or whatever.
Well, she ordered the house burger, so I ordered something different mm-hmm. so then I could eat two things.
Yeah, no, I love your strategy.
And I ended up taking some of her lettuce and putting it in my burger, mm. and it was much better.
I like that you hacked that burger.
I hacked, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To use a term that the kids are using, you hacked that burger.
Life it. Hack.
You life hacked that
hashtag
burger.
Life
hashtag
life hack.
Hashtag life hack. Burger hack. Use it and tag us.
Tag us.
Vegas.
We should have an Instagram
or Twitter.
I don't know about that, but
oh okay. Well,
maybe you do the Twitter and I'll do the Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We'll discuss that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. To be discussed.
I don't know about
to be discussed
that.
Off air.
Technology. Yeah, but her burger was so delicious and like so medium rare.
Oh, see.
And like it was like seriously the perfect burger. And we ordered a their fry, which is like a Belgian fry.
Okay, so
which,
thin.
Well, it's like a little thicker,
yeah.
you know, but not super thin. And, you know, it's got that same mealy texture that the In-N-Out fries have.
Get out.
Yeah, and I, because I usually order the onion rings.
Yeah.
Because they're delicious there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the fries were like, whatever. And, what was I going to say about the fries? Yeah.
They're mealy.
I mean, they're mealy and just kind of whatever. They right. were whatever. And we shared a beer, and it was like
$25.
That's
very like, reasonable.
I mean, that's kind of the thing that I love about the Oinkster is that I feel like you can get a really good burger, mm-hmm. get the onion rings, and like a beer.
And it's not going to break the bank.
Or like a shake.
Yeah.
And it's not going to break the bank. I mean, I think that's a pretty good for two people. It's like $25.
Yeah, that's very good. And that's also like...
I mean, and they have like a thing. They don't sell anything over $10.
That's nice. And it's like table service.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you order at the counter and then they bring it out to you.
Oh, okay. You order at the counter, they bring it to you. Gotcha. I wasn't sure. I've never been, and it's been on my list of things to do.
Oh, yeah. I would go the one in Eagle Rock, though. I think that one has a nicer ambiance.
That's where I almost
better vibes,
went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better vibes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, so atmosphere.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
It was like later, and I think they close at 9.
Okay, so, was like, you were kind of getting in there on the, the late train.
Yeah, there's definitely a very mixed crowd.
Yeah.
There was like some guy that was like trying to give us his onion rings. It was like kind of weird. He was like, "Do you want these onion rings?" And I was like, "No, thank you, you're stranger." Like,
we're good strange man.
Stranger danger, stranger danger. Yeah,
exactly. Like, we're good strange man.
And I was like, "No, it's okay." And he's like, "Well, I ordered all these and it's too much." And I was like, "I don't
That's
know.
That's your issue, not mine, my friend."
I was like, thank you, but no thank you.
It's a little weird. I don't like people talking to me in a restaurant that isn't paid to talk to me in a restaurant. Do you know what I mean? Like, your server's paid to talk to you, or, like, the person that you go there with.
Yeah, yeah.
But other people, no. It's not an invite to come and talk to me.
No.
I'm not into that.
I'm not into strangers.
I would be okay with, like, a restaurant that was filled with cubicles. So you didn't actually have
I actually like...
I like people watching.
So. I like people watching, and I also like the kind of communal table.
Oh, no.
I do. I also thrive in uncomfortable situations.
Oh, you're braver lady than I am.
Especially when it's, like, not me involved.
I do not appreciate a communal table. I actually will, like, go out of my way to avoid situations that involve communal tables.
Oh.
And I had this weird experience where I was dating somebody and I lived in Denver, and I was in Denver visiting with him, and we went out to this place that was by his house, this taco place that's good, and like high-end taco, whatever. I'm kind of over, but whatever, it's Denver. That place is whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a whole other episode.
Like rock climbers.
It's just weird. And was really packed, and they were like, there's like a large table that you can sit at, or you can wait for a table. And we're like, well, we're like hungry, so we're like, whatever you, whatever comes up first. So the couple that comes in front of us gets the, like, sits at the communal table, but then they sit down side by side on the communal table.
So you two have to sit side by side across from them?
What kind of psycho does that? Like,
oh my
what
God, that's
social deviant, A, does that and makes it so that you're sitting... Well, they did it so that no one would sit opposite them, I think.
Yeah.
But also, it was, like, super packed, and you're inevitably going to be... The server's just going to place somebody there. So, okay, you're already starting out with, like, a weird social thing. Also, do you want to crank your head the entire time to, like, look at the person you're eating
It's like being on a bus and putting your purse or bag on the seat next to you. Like, it's going to make somebody like stay away from sitting down on a packed bus.
What's
you know what I mean?
Wrong with people?
I mean, I do that, but
yeah,
I do that like on a not busy bus.
So I lost my shit and I was like, those people are straight up psychos. And the boyfriend was like, why are you, you're really overreacting? I was like, you don't think this is a crazy situation? I was hungry and angry, but anyway.
But did you sit across from them?
No.
Oh,
we,
good.
Like, waited. I was like, no, I'm not sitting across
from
them.
So nobody sat across from them?
No, somebody else did in the end, like,
awesome.
After us. But
awesome.
I was like, those people
That's what they get.
Are fucking assholes. Yeah, they deserve it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my communal... Like, that's the epitome of the worst
communal
table
that's
situation
worse,
that could ever happen to you.
Yeah.
Also, who sits side by side to eat a meal?
Sometimes we do.
When you're at home, or...
No, like, when we go out, sometimes we sit next to each other.
Huh. You want to, like, crane your neck all the time.
No, I don't think so.
You just talk straight, facing forward. You don't look at each other. I think you guys need to reassess things in your relationship.
We never look at each other anymore when we
talk.
That's
beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. That's probably why it's lasting. Maybe that's the key to longevity in relationships.
Yeah, yeah,
is like,
yeah.
Don't look each other in the eye.
Sleep in different beds don't look each other in the eye.
Oh, great.
No, we don't sleep in different
beds.
We got bunk beds.
Bunk beds. We have bunk beds. It's a great situation.
It's like Ricky and Lucy.
Like
we have like two twin beds, like 3 feet apart from each other.
That's beautiful. So romantic. Mm-hmm. So romantic. Oh my God, we're digressing a lot today.
I know.
We're like
I know,
deviating
I know.
From the
task
at hand.
Yeah. What? I mean, it was good. I've eaten there several times.
Okay.
I would definitely eat there again.
Okay. So it gets, like, the thumbs up.
Total thumbs up. Crystal just thumbs don't get up. The fries.
Don't get the fries, get the onion rings. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thumbs up from Crystal.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I mean, we haven't had too many bad burgers. Oh, yeah, you didn't like umami, so that was...
No, I didn't like umami.
Okay, so that gets the thumbs down.
Yeah. I mean, it's less of a thumbs up and a thumbs down and more of like a, would I go there again? Or would I recommend
right.
it to somebody?
Right, so it gets one of, like, how would you verbally describe this hand motion that I'm making right
like
now?
Like waves?
Like the meh-eh wave?
Yeah, like meh-eh. Like wave. That's actually the hand motion my grandpa makes when he talks about gay people.
Oh, no, I thought it was that.
No, he does doesn't that? Do a limp wrist. He does like a weird flighty thing with his hand.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows. You think nobody told him that's not the right one.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You should be like, that's for the wishy-washy.
Yeah, I think he, sure. maybe he thinks it's wishy-washy. But I don't know.
Maybe
I just
gay.
I don't think so.
He might be.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's why he's like, my feelings are fluctuating.
Like
because...
it's a reflection of his own like
right,
internal
like he's
struggle.
Like, I made these weird decisions and like I'm not really happy with them.
Yeah. Well, the woman he's dating kind of looks like a man dog.
Huh. He's probably gay. I like your great grandpa. Gay grandpa is great.
Gay grandpa's, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, so
I mean, yes, I rate things on would I go there again, would I recommend it to somebody. And right. I'm going to say, when it comes to umami, no to both questions. Yeah. When it comes to oyster, yes to both.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a very good, that's maybe our criteria.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, if somebody's visiting from out of town, would yeah. you take them there?
Right.
Or if somebody's visiting from out of town, would you recommend it? Yeah, sure. I think there's better places to go, but I right. think it's a good experience.
Like, if you were nearby one and you were hungry and you
yeah,
were like,
totally yeah. fine.
That's a reasonable.
It's a locals kind of establishment.
Yeah. That's a very reasonable assessment.
And I think Oyster is, like, kind of on the map socially, right? Like,
oh, yeah, I think it's,
I
like,
think they've been acknowledged in, like, yeah. some sort of Food
and
Network
they,
show with that guy.
Well, they have multiple occasions.
Right? He's been on, they've been on that Diners Drive-Ins with that,
ew,
that,
guy, that guy
with the dyke spike. The bleached dyke spike.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that you just called it that.
I mean, that's what it is, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he looks like a softball dyke.
He totally does. Mm-hmm. He totally does. He's kind of awful.
Yeah. Which makes him not a softball dyke.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure that... I don't know. I mean, I don't want to... Maybe he's a good person. I don't
no,
know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he is either, but, like...
I don't
like,
think he is.
Okay. I'm, like, into giving people the benefit of the doubt.
Wow.
So much as you... yeah, he on TV is a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, like maybe his persona
he's,
is terrible, but
yeah,
in real life
he's just
like
a sensitive,
super stand up. Yeah, maybe
like
I don't
a sensitive.
Know. I'm trying to be less judgmental.
Oh no, I like it when you're judgmental.
I'm trying to be a better person. Maybe when I get that hug from Amma in June.
Oh right, yeah, we're gonna go see Amma. We're not hippies,
about,
but
no. Well,
we love Jay Maskus. I also do love. Krishna Das, who
yeah you do
sounds like watch the documentary at yeah. first you'd be like as if
yeah
and then you watch the documentary and you're like kind of like this dude like
yeah
he...
no it's he's got that thing
I and know. I like his music
yeah it's
I
good.
Can like I can throw down with some Krishna Das
yeah
you know in like a George Harrison sort of way
yeah no but, I get what you're saying yeah
yeah
you know I watched that George Harrison documentary that like two part
oh like the 4 hour thing I watched it too
I'm not a Beatles fan
neither oh I have recently been yelled at for saying not into the Beatles. Beatles kind of suck.
I actually think I got dumped once because I told an ex-boyfriend of mine that the White Album could suck it.
Oh, all Beatles. Here's the thing that I will, as my qualifier, there are some solo albums by members of the Beatles that I do really like.
I mean, I also think, like, because I wasn't born alive during their heyday,
yeah.
like... I can't listen or hear music without Beatles influence.
Right.
So, I don't know, like, it's hard for me to be like, oh, this is what music was like before the Beatles.
Right.
But, I mean, I just think there's, like, so many other bands that have been instrumental in, like, changing the way music is made and played.
I totally agree with
like,
you.
Like, the Beach Boys.
Love the Beach Boys.
The Velvet Underground.
Even the Rolling Stones.
Lou Reed. Rolling Stones. I'm such a Rolling Stones
same
girl.
Same with me. And that's it. But I will say, the first Plastic Ono Band album, amazing. Mm-hmm. And I love George Harrison's Yoko. I love, who doesn't love Yoko?
I mean, some people don't love Yoko, yeah, which I think is fucking stupid, because I think she's a goddess.
Yeah, she's amazing. Still,
she's a goddess walking among us.
Yeah. She's like a mystical alien, like David Bowie style.
Yeah. She's like on a whole other, like, plane of existence.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
But, yeah, so Plastic Ono Band and George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Mm-hmm. Great albums.
I love his voice, though.
George Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a little tenderhearted face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just a little...
And he looks so good in a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen his son?
Yeah, Danny Harrison.
Ooh, what a babe.
Yeah. This is so not about burgers right now.
No, but it's all related.
It's all related.
It's all related. It's
totally related.
It's all things I like. Yeah. And things that make me feel good.
And I also feel like, yeah, things that make you feel good. And I feel like George Harrison probably loved a good veggie burger. Do you know? No, that's Paul McCartney's wife and her fucking pies. Sorry, I know she's dead.
What?
We're not supposed to talk about
Linda?
It. Linda McCartney had this. I lived in the UK for a while. Uh-huh. And she was famous for her, like, line of vegetarian, like, savory vegetarian pies. Because, you know, the...
Like Annie's?
Yeah, she was like the Annie's of the UK.
Oh, interesting.
But not as big. But yeah. they were still, like, popular. Because vegetarianism is a little more isolated, or was at the time in the UK when I was there in the late 90s. yeah, so she has these lines. And, like, the British people love their goddamn pies. Like,
yeah,
throw everything in a pastry shell and call it a pie. Is like,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I actually like
Which
that.
Is related to buns. I mean, it's it's a...
A ham
pie. A wheat-based vehicle for hot items.
I mean, I think all cultures have that, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do, too.
Like, everybody has their own empanada.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Linda.
Linda McCartney, R.I.P.
She was a good photographer, though.
Yeah.
I have a collection of, like, a book collection of, like, some of her early work, like, before she met
Well, you
Paul.
Know that she's, her maiden name was Eastman. She's of the Eastman Kodak family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
interesting lineage there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Huh, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Kind of like Carly Simon is Simon of the Simon & Schuster.
Get the hell out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shut the front door on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Carly Simon, though.
Oh, I love Carly Simon.
Yeah.
I like all those Canyon ladies, though.
I do,
too. It really speaks to me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The not-so-fragile woman, but...
Yeah.
Kind of mentally fragile.
Yes.
I can get into that.
I relate to that.
I relate to that on so many levels. Again, who doesn't?
So what was your... What,
I'm still looking for it, sorry.
Yeah. What was... it seems like Heather lost something in her bra, and
I
I'm
did.
Not really sure what...
I'm going to find it after. It's getting a little too awkward to look for it right now. It's the back of my earring.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
the mystery right there. Mystery solved.
I'll find it. Your shirt's tucked in. It's in there.
Yeah. Makes some sharp today.
Yeah.
My burger experience.
Yeah.
Okay. It was actually last night.
Uh-huh.
So it's fresh in the mind. I wanted to go to Oyster.
Mm-hmm.
And I, well, like, as my life right now is that I'm working, like, 70-hour work weeks and I want to shoot myself in the face at most times.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work until 7:45 last night. And just wanted to get out and have a burger. And so I texted my friend, and she said that she didn't want to go to the Oyster because, and I'm going to quote unquote, Oyster is not pricey, just a little dirty and crowded.
Oh.
It was her thing. It was her feelings on it.
Yeah, interesting.
So she has been, she's aware of the podcast, and she has said that there's a lot of really good reviews of a place in Highland Park, which is kind of in between, but we both of us live, called Fusion Burger, which there's a lot of red flags, right? Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of red flags about Fusion Burger based on its name alone.
Its name alone.
And it's like, anyway, like, yeah. I'll just get into it.
Yes.
So I said, okay, fine, we'll go to Fusion Burger. So it's on Highland Park. It's on York and Highland Park, but it's, like, not in that zone. You know, like, the
mm-hmm.
Highland Park zone, just to, like...
Yeah.
Highland Park it out, or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a little bit out of that. I went with her... Okay, let's get, like, the real things about it. Parking situation's great there, which is really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's very weird because you walk in and you... it feels immediately the second that you walk in that it is a counter service place, mm-hmm. but then it ends up that it's table service.
Oh.
So that's an element. I'm going to get into the burger first, and then we're going to talk about some other issues I had with the place. But I ended up getting a burger called the Hanbaga
burger. Can you spell that for me?
Hanbaga.
Okay.
And it was a beef patty with shiro soyu aioli, Boston lettuce, melted parmesan, and wild mushrooms.
Hmm.
Which, I was going to get the classic
melted
burger.
Melted parmesan?
Yeah.
So is it like a chip?
No, it's melted.
Oh.
So I think it's probably a parmesan mix with something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Which leads, I mean, the burger itself, okay, so they did give you the options of how you wanted it cooked. Obviously, that's something we discussed
mm-hmm.
previously. And we also ordered, so she had a milkshake and I had a Mexican Coke, which I never get, but why not?
Yeah, treat yourself.
Treat yourself, because it's unlicensed.
Yeah.
Worth mentioning. And we also ordered split sweet potato fries. And one thing that we talked about was that they brought out the three house-made condiments that accompany the fries, and they were each explained to us.
Oh, that's
as to what
nice.
They were, so.
Yeah, take note, umami.
Yeah, and they were really good. Really, really good. There was, like, a house-made ketchup. There was, like, a sort of a horseradishy mayo thing, a little bit spicy. And then, like, another one that was, like, I don't know what it was. It was delicious. I can't remember what she explained it as being, mm-hmm. which really helps in this
the
podcast.
The secret sauce was good.
But it was really good.
Secret sauce is an A+.
Yeah, secret sauce was really good. My burger was pretty good. It was a little oily as a result of a melted parmesan mushroom situation. So it was a little... And so they're trying to do this table service thing.
Yeah.
And they...
Like, they seat you, they come to your table, you order, and then...
I think you can seat yourself. I arrived after my friend.
Okay.
But, yeah, they come to your table, they take your order, all that jazz. But it was like, okay, so... We ordered, they bring us our drinks, they bring us our burgers. There's no napkins, there's nothing. We had to, like, ask for napkins, and then we're kind of, like, ignored. Then we finished, and they didn't take our plates away at any point.
Oh, like, they didn't bring your check or anything?
They brought the check after quite an excessive amount of time, but then, like, the check was brought out with the plate still on the table, which,
yeah.
I mean, I spent, like, 10 years as a server.
Yeah.
You always take the plates away as soon as someone's done. It's just good, better practices of serving.
Yeah.
So they're really, like, I appreciate that they're trying to do, like, a sit-down burger situation.
Yeah.
But they're missing the mark. The way that they're missing the mark, and it sucks because the burger itself, like, was good. Like, it was a good burger. Like,
would you order it again?
I would go there again and get takeout, and I'll explain to you why. And I want to try their, like, house burger. It sounded really good, but I decided to, like, not get the house burger and go against my normal wishes and branch out.
Brave.
Yeah, and I mean, this whole thing, like, it's fusion burger, so it's, like, each burger item is kind of, like, I guess mine is sort of the Japanese one that I ordered.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're, like, trying to actually, like, mix different traditional cultural food. Exactly. Which is, like, strikes against it, but at least they're doing the food well.
Yeah.
And the food is good. The Boston lettuce was, like, crisp and good and fresh. Like, all the ingredients in the food were really good. The burger itself was cooked really beautifully, tasty. Very much enjoyed it.
How were your fries?
The fries, the sweet potato fries, they put some sort of, like, sweet, sugary thing on them lightly, but it was
there.
It was there. And at the beginning, it wasn't so bad. And by the end of the bowl, it was a little gross.
Yeah.
Not into it. But I'm also, like... Like, they were really going with the sweet in the sweet potato fry, which is naturally occurring, and you don't really need...
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like somebody whose idea it was is just kind of missing the mark. And the biggest detracting element of this whole place is the decor and the atmosphere, which, unfortunately, actually cause it to subtract from the food, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Which is why I'd recommend getting takeout.
Yeah.
It feels like it used to be sort of like a hole in the wall, like taqueria type restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, we're going to jump on this gourmet burger train. But just half-assed it, I guess, as far as decor goes.
Yeah.
Like, there's first, like, there's just, like, painted white with, like, these kind of cheap black IKEA table type things. And these horrible, like, look like you buy them at, like, I don't know even where, like, a dollar store of, like, photographs of the burgers. But they're, like, oh. They were, like, hung unevenly and they were, like, printed onto, like, a canvas. And then there was, like, a giant TV.
Oh, I hate that. Unless you're, like, at a sports bar.
Yeah, if you're not at a sports bar.
Which I'm never at.
Exactly. But, like, honestly, I was just, like, get out. And it's, like, okay, if you're going to have a TV in your place and you're doing that. It was playing, like, TNT. Like, it wasn't even playing sports. It's like, so huge. And the lighting was horrible. Like, these LED neon, like, hanging sconces right above your head.
It kind of sounds to me like... like, somebody's in charge of, like, every element. Like, somebody's in charge of the burgers. Somebody's in charge of the sides, but nobody's communicating.
That's exactly what it feels like. And it's, like, they kind of, like, got, like, a graphic designer to design their logo, and it's kind of, like, designed out as a place that's called Burger Fusion. Fusion Burger would be, like, you know, the burger with, like, the X underneath it, whatever. You know, like, they have a logo that looks like somebody who has an idea about graphic design did it.
Who thought about graphic design once?
But it's really missing the mark, and it totally detracted from what could have been a much better burger experience. My friend got a milkshake, a coffee milkshake. It was delicious. So, like, points given there. And the price point is pretty good. Like, all the burgers hovered between $9 and $11. So it's nothing, like, too crazy.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, really unfortunate. The decor and the atmosphere are hugely lacking. And I really think that it's taking away from what could be. And it was a nice-sized patty. Like, the burger itself was good. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too small. It was, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an a la carte burger place. Like, maybe they could, I don't know, do combos or something. I'm not sure, but
I'm looking at their menu right now, and it looks like they have tots on their menu, which is a...
it can go both.
Which is an A-plus for me.
Yeah. They you know what I also have to say? Like, a plus and a detraction at the exact same moment, which is makes me feel weird, was that they have...
a little
wishy-washy hand movement going on there, was that they have a veggie burger. And then they have a vegan burger, which is a vegan patty, which I didn't try, obviously, because I told you what I tried. But that I think it was maybe, like, a store-bought patty. I don't think they make it in-house. But what they do, they're like, we substitute any burger with a portobello mushroom.
Oh, which, your favorite.
Note to restaurants, 98% of vegetarians hate that. They're not into it. Guess what is not a burger? A fucking top of a portobello mushroom. Get the memo. Share it amongst your friends.
I actually like a grilled portobello. But I'm also as not vegetarian.
Burger, would you eat it as a burger? Put it
maybe
in
if
buns.
It was like if it maybe there was like goat cheese and like
well if you hit it with all of these other things is what you're saying.
I mean, because a portobello mushroom can be pretty meaty.
I agree, but I just feel like it's just such,
it's a cop-out at this point, because, like...
such a cop-out, and, like, it's not hard to make a really good, like, black bean and patty.
It's not hard to make a good vegan patty.
It's not.
You
just have to put in some work, and once you've done it, you write what you did down, and you replicate it.
Or, you know, it'd be really smart if you hired a vegan, like a vegan chef or somebody to help you, like, create a small menu for your restaurant. And, like...
yeah, it's, again, we're back to the, like, don't treat people with dietary restrictions, whether they're self-imposed.
Like, secondary eaters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, they should treat you like a secondary tipper.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you should tip accordingly. But that's not fair, because then it hurts the servers, not the owners. It's a real political...
Yeah. I never think about the owners when I'm tipping. I only think about the server.
I know, and that's unfortunate, because they aren't responsible.
I'm not a great tipper, I've been told.
What are you, 15? Less, 10?
Well, you know, I was a hairdresser for a while.
Yeah.
Relied on when it. I was a young babe.
Yeah.
And I always based my haircut or my service on my tip. So I feel like if, and I never thought about percentage because I'm also really bad at math.
Yeah.
But, so I always like thought like if I got a better tip, it was because you really enjoyed the service. Like, and it's also like a haircut can be like so transformative and it can like totally change your outlook.
Right.
And so I've always tipped based on the service that I think I've gotten.
Right.
So like if I had like a, like went to a, you know, like Burger Fusion and like I thought the server was fantastic, I would be fine leaving a $10 tip. Even though that's like way over 20%.
Right.
Because I don't think about it.
Gotcha. That's good.
But Sherry is like such a 20%, like.
Yeah.
And she was a server for a long time, too, so she's also got that thing. So she's always like, oh, that's not a very good tip. You know, like, oh, you're being a little cheap. And I'm like, they didn't bring me, like, half the thing, you know? Like, so I based it on service. Like,
I was a server for, I just like, think a good decade.
Okay, I think if you're a server and you're continually getting mediocre tips, maybe you should, like, reflect.
I think you're 100% right, and I totally see both sides of this. Like, I really do. And I've had bad service, and I've tipped according to bad service. And I think, like, you can tell if somebody's giving you bad service because they're, like, running 15 tables, and they're, like, running off their feet. And then you're like, this isn't your fault.
Because you pay attention,
This is a bigger picture issue. Like, your management sucks, and, like...
And usually a good server will also communicate that to you. Like, oh, I'm really sorry, or, like, I forgot that, I'll be right with you. Like, that's totally a different thing.
Yeah.
But if somebody's just being shitty to be shitty, like, we went to
Hate their job.
We went to Auntie M's a couple weeks ago for brunch.
Yeah.
And we missed brunch, and so we sat down, and, like, we walked in, and the lady was kind of like, hi. And we were like, hi. And Sherry had never been there. Sherry had never been there, and I was like, there's this really cute place. I'll take you. And so she's like, you can sit wherever. So I was like, are you still serving brunch? And she's like, no, but you can go down the street if you want brunch.
Ouch.
And so we were like, okay, like, we're obviously not wanted here.
So you skedaddled.
So we fucking left. Good. And I am never going back there again. Who does that?
Yeah, that's shitty.
And they weren't, like, closing soon either.
Yeah, it was just, like, a bad attitude.
So bad.
Yeah.
Like, if your panties are in a bunch, I am sorry.
Well,
but
yeah. And, like, you know, I know it's a stressful job
because
I've done it, and also a lot of people have.
You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of people have, so you can't just be
I never have, but,
Right, but you can't just be like, but your lady has, so when you guys go out, you know what I mean?
She's kind of always like the, Crystal, be nice.
Yeah.
Be understanding.
But she also knows when someone's just being shitty.
Yeah.
For the sake of being shitty because they hate their job. Everybody hates their job at certain points.
Yeah.
It's... Mm-hmm. It's part of life. It's part of being, like, a functioning member of society is to, like...
Hating your job.
Hating your job for a little bit. And then being like, oh, my life sucks. I hate my life. This world... The world. My world. That I'm going to make everyone else feel bad about because it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, okay. I guess we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. Wrapping it up.
We're wrapping it up.
We're wrapping it up like a burrito, which this podcast is not about.
7 minutes. No, it's not about burritos because... A tortilla is not a bun.
No. And I, you know, on that note, though,
yeah.
Let's just end this. Don't call it a wrap if you wrap it in a burrito, or in a tortilla, because it's just a burrito. And I just feel like you're co-opting, like, the burrito and trying to make it sound white. Right?
Yeah,
like,
very much so.
I hate that. That is, like, such a big thing for me.
I thought
rap
culture was over. I thought that was, like, a late 90s, early 2000s thing.
I
and
don't
we
know.
Had, like, said goodbye to it. Remember, there was always, like, Rap Zone and all these, like,
yeah, Rap Zone.
All these, like, chains that you were, like, and your mom was
it's
like,
just
it's
just a cold burrito.
Because it's got spinach in the tortilla, and you're like, listen, bitch.
The wheat tortilla.
Healthy at all.
No, it's not.
Because
they put, like, a fried
option.
Chicken tender in
it. Yeah, exactly. It's not a healthier option.
No.
Bigger picture. Let's look at the bigger picture.
Well, what do you have plans for this week? Burger plans?
Not yet. I got a couple of things on the horizon.
The back burner.
On the back burner, on the front burner, I have some friends in town this weekend.
Is that nice?
Yeah, it's a little hectic, but it'll be good.
Are they staying with you?
I have two people staying with me for a couple of days, but they're like pretty easy breezy, fun gals.
Oh, good.
Down for some fun. So it'll be social, and there'll probably be some meals out. And it'll be good because there's a definite vegetarian in the group, so.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Might be good to get some opinions about things.
Maybe if we take some bites.
Yeah. Yeah. So that should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I noticed that you had talked about Connie and Ted. That's on Jonathan Gold's list of best burgers. So yeah. I'm curious if you do it. And as I'm on the West Side, I might try some West Side things for work. I'm on the West Side for work.
Yeah.
So I might try some West Side items because there seems to be a few things calling me over on that side. But we'll see. I mean, it's a real mystery. No one's going to know until next week when we talk about this.
Who knew I was going to end up at the Langston this week? I didn't.
But that it's weird that we both were on that same page.
Same page, yeah.
There's some lunar cycle shit going on. Some lunar sisters.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah.
Oh, that full moon 2 nights ago. And the syncing up of our periods. Maybe mine and your period will sync
up
too.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
We'll talk about that off the air. No one needs to hear that. Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Email us at betweenthebunspodcast@gmail.com if you have issues with us and you think we suck.
Or if you love us.
Or if you love us. It's been a tough week for deaths.
Prince,
and then also, I feel really weird about
China.
This one. China, yeah, that one. But I mean, I wasn't as surprised about China as I was about Prince.
No,
and then
yeah,
and Prince 57. I don't think the flu killed him.
Well, they think it was drugs.
I know opiates, he didn't seem like a drug guy.
He hasn't been looking so great lately.
Yeah, but it might be one of those things, like, he got injured, and then they prescribed him medication, and he got... Because it's really easy to get hooked on the morphine that way.
Yeah. I will say, though, that Prince has been such a huge influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty difficult. Like, it was my day off, and I read it, and I was like... It kind of, like, changed the whole, like...
Oh, the whole day.
The whole day for me.
A dark purple cloud over it.
But also, like, I think it's just a good reminder, like, of the magic that can happen when you do you.
Yeah.
Like, Prince did Prince.
And he answered to no one.
And he was, like, himself at 10.
Yeah.
All the way up to 11 sometimes.
It's true.
Like, just really, like, made his own way.
Have you seen... in the wake of this, I did revisit. It's on YouTube. It's well worth a watch. It is a James Brown, Michael Jackson, and Prince, and it's like a James Brown concert, and he brings Michael Jackson up, and it's from like mid-80s, and so it's like Michael Jackson at like the height of being Michael Jackson, and he comes out and he does a dance, and James Brown's like, oh my god, holy shit.
Yeah.
They bring Prince out, and he fucking schools them. He comes on stage on the back of a very large white man. Comes on stage.
See what I mean? Like,
grabs a guitar, shreds, squeals into the microphone, knocks over a lamppost on his way out, just fucking... And James Brown actually grabs his jacket and brings it over to Prince at the end of the show. Like, James Brown, the man who had people bringing him cakes.
What?
Everyone is like, what just happened? Like, we literally saw a demigod in our presence and then left. Like,
totally,
James Brown has that face.
Yes. I mean, I never got to see Prince live, but I've definitely watched a lot of, like, performances.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes, like, moves me almost to tears.
He was... It's like those things where, you know, I mean, this is such a, like, LA thing, but if you've ever, like, actually seen a celebrity that you felt their presence. I mean, I've never seen Prince, but you know that if you were in a room with him, there would be, like, a change in the electromagnetic.
Yes.
Like, those people that you're like, oh, yeah, that's why they're a celebrity. That makes perfect sense.
Well, because he's, like, I think he was, like, also, like, Yoko, like...
Yeah.
Like, functioning on this, like, whole other frequency.
I think so, too. And I'm sure he loved a good burger.
Yeah.
Because he was also a man. He never left Minnesota.
Yeah.
Come That's, on. Yeah. That is somebody... It was Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Paisley Park.
Minneapolis, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I get it confused with Milwaukee. I'm a foreigner.
Well, geography.
Yeah. I am a foreigner. But I will say this, that I did love his appreciation to, like, his hometown roots and never leaving. And, like,
yeah,
just being a weirdo that was like, this is the place I love and this is who I am. And I appreciate that. And I think yeah. that's a beautiful thing.
And I also think, like, I really appreciate an artist, the artist,
yeah.
who you can see physically working through their own shit.
Yeah.
Like, because I totally get that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Prince, like, grew up, like, I don't know. He had, like, a totally weird, I think, religious childhood.
Well, he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witness. You know, like, whatever.
That was a later in life thing, though, I think.
And then, like, his dad shot himself in front of him. Yeah. Like, all kinds of weird stuff, right? Like, that'll just totally fuck you up.
He had, like, a real troubled life.
So I think, like, to take that and to turn it into something else is, like, always really inspiring to me. Because I feel like I'm always trying to, like, take those things that have, like, really, yeah. like, dug deep into my psyche and, like, take that energy and turn it into, like, something
positive,
bigger than me.
And positive.
And positive, yeah.
I know. Pussy Control is on repeat all week.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Yes. Yes.
R.I.P. Prince, well, we loved.
Rest in purple.
Rest in purple, Prince. We loved you.
We loved you. I still love you.
Yeah, I still. The music lives on.
Yeah.
All right, that's a sad end of this podcast.
Yeah, dedicated to Prince.
Dedicated to Prince.
And I will also say China.
Yeah, you can have China.
I'll take China.
You can have China. Yeah. I appreciated her. She had an interesting life, too.
Yeah, she had a totally interesting life, yeah.
Yeah.
Tragic. Okay.
Okay.